because the lack of that is what keeps them from achieving what they can achieve. I tell them every day, Richie loves you, but I think that this younger generation is not told enough. You matter.
Mm-hmm.
And your future can change this world. And yeah, that would be it. Like, when I retire, that's what I want people and kids to remember, is that I matter. I matter. Every day, I matter.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Brighter Together podcast. My name is Janet Courtney, and my special guest today is David Ritchie. David is a superintendent at La Mesa ISD in La Mesa, Texas. David, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, David, tell me what is going on in La Mesa. It sounds like you guys got some cool stuff going on there.
We do. When you say tell me what's going on in La Mesa, everything is going on in La Mesa. But one of the things we are most excited about is a PTEC program that we actually have our very first cohort that started this school year. Took us about 2 years to get everything ready. So this first, they are currently freshmen. And PTEC stands for Pathways in Technology in Early College High School.
Nice.
So I'm excited about it. And I'm ready to tell you all the scoop.
Yeah, give me the scoop. I want to hear about it.
So La Mesa ISD, I'm a superintendent here, and I started as an athletic director at districts. I've been a principal. I've always worked in low socioeconomic neighborhoods, communities. Underserved is what I would say. And what PTEC does is it provides opportunities. I wish I had known about it a long time ago, but when I became the superintendent, it was one of the first things that we did, because the goal of PTEC is to give our community of students that the parents, the grandparents never even dreamed about college, the opportunity to at least have that option. But there's a whole nother side to PTEC that is not just college. It's also to make sure that they leave La Mesa ISD with a certification in an industry-based, we work with the Midland-Lubbock area with the workforce in what we call regionally needed jobs. So the big picture goal of PTEC is they walk off of our stage with their high school diploma, which up until this has been the highlight for a lot of our young people. But now that's just, in my opinion, it's the third most important thing they will walk away with. They will also have the opportunity to walk away with an associate's degree or as many hours towards that as they can get, paid for by La Mesa ISD, and also a certification that they can take into the workforce and be employable as soon as they walk off our stage.
Which increases the lifetime income of those students.
100%. And wow. That's the goal. When I got this job, I was the high school principal here, and I love La Mesa. And it is a huge night. And graduation night should always be a huge night. But the way that I told it to my community is it shouldn't be the biggest night. It should not be all downhill for these kids when they walk across our stage. And in my opinion, we were failing them, because we made it okay for that to be the best night of their lives. And it's not how I was raised. And that's not how I'm going to raise my kids. And I consider all these kids my kids, all 1,503 of them. And so, yeah, we immediately started, and I had buy-in from my immediate people, and we started selling it to the community, because it's a hard sell, because they can't see it. Mm-hmm. You can't see where you've never been.
Right. Yeah.
So if they depended on us and me, you'll learn, Janet, like I told you before we were on air, I can talk to anybody at any time about anything. And so I've spent a lot of time painting this picture, showing them this map to a location that they've never been, but that their kids deserve to go to.
Right.
And the goal is to change their lives and, as a result, change the community of La Mesa.
Yeah. You know,
maybe they'll join our workforce, which that's great. We need that. But maybe they'll go to Dallas, Fort Worth. Maybe they'll go to New York City. I want them to go wherever they want to go. I just want them to have the chance to have a successful life and the opportunity to be equipped to give back to society.
You're talking about breaking generational chains and breaking generational poverty is what you're talking about.
Absolutely.
Which is amazing. Yeah. And giving those kids. And it's interesting because I love the fact that you're not just looking at, okay, well, we're gonna fix it here in La Mesa. No, we're opening up the world. That's what education does, right?
Absolutely.
It opens up the world for kids. It opens up an opportunity to do things and to be somebody that your parents never thought about, right? Or never had the opportunity to even think about.
Opportunity.
Yeah.
And that's all we can give them.
Right.
And
yeah, you got to grab it. You got to grab
it. That was it. And there will be some that don't, but I have always told everybody that works for me, our kids will achieve whatever expectation we hold them accountable for.
Mm-hmm.
Kids don't achieve because we don't expect them to. And that's, I do not allow the adults to fail our children in our school district anymore.
Amen. That's fantastic. That's the kids will win because of what you're doing. So tell me the journey. Take me back to the beginning of how this came about and what sounds like it was a little bit of an uphill battle for you, but I want people to understand the battle that you've taken to get to this because you're there. You've made it there.
When I became superintendent, the curriculum director she worked with me when I was on a campus before. And I remember I told her, if I ever make it, you're coming with me. You just know when people have it, like, and she has it. And so I'd been in the role for about 2 months and I got hired in the spring. So we're looking at our star scores and we're looking at where we are academically and we're not where we wanted to be. And the traditional way to fight that is to solely focus on tier one instruction and make sure our resource, which we do that.
Mm-hmm.
I told her, I said, what if we went about it kind of what some people might say, we're kind of going to go circumvent the system and kind of go about this in a non-traditional way, because I'm a believer that if students want to come to school, that you are going to start getting their best in all facets of school. When I grew up in Sweetwater, Texas. There's a town 8 miles away, Roscoe. And 20 years ago, some kids from Sweetwater started to go out there because they were one of the first early college high schools. And so we get online, literally sitting in the office. I said, have you ever thought about what could La Mesa be an early college high school? I mean, could we put that verbiage in these minds that have never even thought about that? And so, like I do everything, Janet, I Google. Right. I Google tells all, and I come across a company and I decide I'm going to reach out to them because it's a company called CEN that helps schools accomplish that. And lo and behold, the CEO of the company is the guy that was the superintendent of Roscoe 20 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And I know him and he comes from my dad for a while. So whereas some schools might not have got a response for a few days, I sent him an email at 5 p.m. I heard back from him by 5:30 p.m. And within a week, I was taking a group of my teachers to Roscoe again, still thinking in that early college route. But as we went to Roscoe, I saw it opened my eyes. They have a store downtown run by kids, and it's a business class. That is a classroom, but as soon as the door opens and a customer comes in, they turn into a business. And when the customer leaves, they go back to a class. They're running a veterinary clinic where they're learning about, because we're in West Texas, there's horses, you know, it is that perception.
Yeah.
And so I start thinking about, well, not everybody's meant for college, but everybody is meant for success. And so I discovered PTEC, and what PTEC does, it takes the best parts of the early college, but then it throws that workforce piece into it. And so I spent the better part of the next month talking to schools who have done this ahead of me, researching everything on TEA. All right, I believe in having your ducks in a row before you tackle something. And so I got all my ducks in a row, and then I went to my board and I've told them the truth. This is what changes us. Mm-hmm. This is what's going to change our school system. This is what's going to change our academics. This is what's going to change our kids' future. And this is what's going to change our community.
Yeah. Right.
And I'm not going to lie to you. When I say I got pushback, I don't mean I had pushback everywhere, but the one thing I was constantly told is our kids can't do it. Oh. And that's the wrong thing to say to David Ritchie. Yeah. That is the wrong thing to say to David Ritchie. One, I don't believe it. And two, don't challenge me, because we're going to show you that we can. And so we went out and started meeting with the community, meeting with the workforce, meeting with our workforce, plus Midland Odessa, plus Lubbock, seeing what jobs could we equip our kids with for this area. And of course, we're big in the oil field.
Yep.
And mm-hmm. So we had a welding program that had about 8 kids in it. Now we have a welding program that has over 100 kids in it. We have a local hospital, so now we have a CNA and a phlebotomy program where our kids partner with the local hospital. I am very close with our chief of police, so we have started a 911 dispatch where when our kids turn 18, they go work down at our police force. And then there was the college piece. The college piece was a harder sell than the work piece.
Okay.
Because it was easy for our kids to see a job.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't have many that go off. We don't have many older brothers and sisters that have done that part of it as well. And dual credit did not exist in our school. And now today I have 110 kids at my high school in dual credit classes. I hired teachers that could teach dual credit instead of just going and finding teachers that could teach English 1. I found one that can teach English 1 and dual credit English 1. I have a teacher that can teach U.S. history and dual credit. So we're paying them to teach high school classes, but also college classes. And, you know, so this first part's been pretty easy because we're doing so much in-house, but I also needed to find a college that would help us. And so I called Howard College, which is they've got a home, an LOA, and they've been amazing. And they, when we get to the classes we can't do in-house, they are going to step in and help us make sure that we were able to. So, yes, so now I said earlier, our first cohort was freshmen. But we're not trying to cheat our sophomores, juniors, and seniors. So they won't be a part of the PTEC banner. But I did tell them, guys, if you want to get your industry BOE certificate, or if you want to get some college hours, you'll get all the way to an associate's. You're not going to have as much time as these freshmen do. Yeah. But you want to try, come on. Because I didn't want my freshmen to have something that these kids can't have. But the goal is for it to just, right now, I think there's a lot of people that are still waiting to see how it pans out. It's going great. Our kids love it. We're one of the only schools in our region that have freshmen taking college English. And the goal is in 4 years for it to not be a crazy thought, for it to be an expectation that when I come watch my kid graduate, they might have graduated with their associates 2 weeks before they graduate with their high school diploma, but they also have a certificate that they can present to the oil field guy that says, hey, I am certified in these welding, or I can go, sir, I am certified as a CNA. I have my phlebotomy certificate. We do cosmetology. We do some digital arts. We're working on drones. I'm going this weekend to a school that they are graduating certified drone pilots because there's a career there. And just trying to do anything we can to make our kids have a shot at going and being successful citizens.
There's a big difference between being supported by somebody who's walked in your shoes and someone who hasn't. At Lighthouse Therapy, our leadership team is made up of experienced clinicians who've actually worked in schools. We understand the pressure you're under and what real support looks like. That's why our therapy solutions, whether it be virtual, hybrid, or in-person, are built with you in mind. No complicated systems or red tape, just streamlined support and seasoned therapists who are ready to make a difference. Learn more at lighthouse-therapy.com/brighter together. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's, yeah. So tell me about the demographics and the socioeconomic. I want people to understand the what La Mesa looks like from that perspective, because I know you have that too.
83% low socioeconomic, extremely high at risk. I get the privilege to talk at a lot of conferences, and I tell them we are that community where not many of our kids have two parents at home.
Most of them are going to have one parent. Some of them are going to have no parents. A lot of them are being raised by grandparents. A lot of them are being raised by teenage moms and dads. And When I hire you, I'm the recruiter. I'm the interviewer because I got to make sure the right people are coming to work here. And when you come to work here, you know that you're coming to work. We're hiring you to teach, but we're hiring you to be a mom, and we're hiring you to be a dad, and we're hiring you to possibly be the best role model that these kids see on a daily basis. And I love my community. I've never worked, Janet, in one of those higher social, I've never worked in those. I've always worked in the communities that you said generational poverty, generational curse. That's where I've always worked. But I am also a believer that just because something's always been a certain way doesn't mean it has to stay a certain way.
No, it doesn't. And education is that key. It is the key to, the key to opportunity, the key to getting and helping those kids to see that they have value and not just value in whatever they can think that they can do to get pleasure or whatever it is that, you know, the streets gives them, but value in who they are as human beings. And to find something that sparks something in them is beautiful. It's a beautiful thing.
You know, and I learned a lot from my father, and my mom and dad were educators. I grew up in the household where I didn't know there were options. This was it. And my dad was a very successful head football coach. He's in the Texas Hall of Fame, all that good stuff. But when I say that, not to brag, I say that to say he never cared about that. He told me from day one, your goal as an educator is to do the best by the kids that fall under your influence. It's a responsibility. And so that's how I've always, and I did go the football coaching route, and you have the impact over 100 kids. Then I became a principal, so I had it over 500 kids. But as a superintendent, every student, every teacher, they fall under my responsibility, and that's what it is. It's a responsibility. This is not a privilege. It is a privilege, but it's a responsibility to, while I have this chair, to do the very best I can to make sure, as you stated, these kids have opportunity.
Yeah. Good for you. That is so fantastic. So what is your biggest challenge right now, would you say?
I still think, and there's even people that are in powerful positions in this town that I think still, I don't want to say that they want to see us not succeed.
Are they waiting for you to do that?
Why would they succeed? They never have. And I'm telling you, like, I take my kids, when I say my kids, I'm talking about my La Mesa kids. They're the best voice for us. When I talk to the board, I said a little, but I've known these kids since they were in fourth grade, right? I like them. Because I know what they're capable of. I've got a girl that I've told her, you should be the next superintendent of Lamesa ISD, even though you're a ninth grader. She is one of many that, and so when I speak in the community, I bring Mill because they are what sells Lamesa ISD, and they are going to be the ones, she and her cohort. There's no doubt in my mind, they will walk off that stage when they are done with everything that we have told them is possible. And I think when that happens, I think before that, it's funny, it's helped us hire teachers because they want to be a part of it. And we have four schools around us that have always robbed our kids because they're smaller. Those kids have started to come back because they want to be a part of it. So it's already working.
Nice.
But when they see that first group walk across that stage with an associate's degree with zero college debt, all of a sudden people are going to take notice. And it's going to be because of their hard work. Yeah, we can put all the structures in place we want. Mm-hmm. They still got to do it.
Yeah, the work has to be done by the kids, for sure. Yeah, they still have
to. And they're doing it.
Want it.
And they're doing it. Yeah.
Yeah. But you've given them a vision. You've given them a vision. You've given them you've taught them that it's okay to dream, that it's okay to want something beyond what society and their circumstances has given them. And that's beautiful because you teach kids that they can, and that they can be something else, and that they can, it's okay to want something else and not feel like they're going to just be laughed at or whatever, or told no. Lots of no's in life. There's lots of no's in life, but you're teaching them that it's okay and that there are yeses out there and that they can chase after those yeses. And that's good for you. Wow.
There's always a yes waiting for you behind is, you're going to hear no 100 times, but that 101st time, it's going to be a yes.
And yeah.
The other part that I think helped sell it for us, I'm going to reference my father again. He was still a young head coach, and he was meeting with the mother of one of his athletes, and he made the comment to that mother, single mother, that your son is good enough that he can do something big and get out of this town. And that mother looked at my father and said, "What's wrong with this town?" And I say that to say, I don't tell our kids, we need you to succeed so that you can leave La Mesa. Yes, that's an option. I say, you want to come back to La Mesa? Come on, but come back with these gifts so that you make La Mesa better. And I think that has helped the community buy-in, because I'm not telling them to get this so they can go make Lubbock better and Midland better. If you are able to do that, knock yourself out. But if you want to come back home, we want you to come back home ready to be one of the best citizens in La Mesa ISD to help this town go forward.
Yeah, and you've done that within looking at the opportunities within your community and the surrounding area, and then equipping the kids to do that, but also giving them the opportunity if they want to go to college and do whatever. And yeah, bring it back. Absolutely. Bring it back if you can, you know, and good for you. Good for those kids. I want to hear about it. When you get your first, I want to hear you come back to me with those wins, and we'll put you back on again and we'll talk about the wins, because you're winning and those kids are winning, and we will highlight it, because that's what Brighter Together is all about, right? We are here to tell these amazing stories. So where do people go if they want? And I got that question for you still too. Don't think you're getting out of it. But where do people go to hear, to find you and to know, so that they can see what you're doing and maybe be, you're going to be the one that you said you talked to all these other schools. People are going to start coming to you now, David, and say, okay, what do I got to do to have this? So where do they go?
Well, I have a fantastic, I will tell you, and they laugh at me, I am not a social media fan. I think, but you need it in this day and age. And Frankie Sauceda does our social media, and our Facebook page has grown. I mean, this community only has 13,000 people in it, and I think our Facebook reached past that at that point, because I tell all my leaders, guys, if we wait for somebody else to tell our story, it's not going to be the right story. We got to tell our story ourselves. So we flood that with all of the good things that our kids are doing. So to me, that's the easiest place to do it.
Okay.
But I will go anywhere, anytime, because like you, and I want to applaud you, because you said this is to let educators tell the good things they're doing. And we do not have enough of that in this world, especially public education. In my opinion, it's a day and age where it's almost being vilified. It's not enough. It's not this, it's not that. It is. Those few stories people tell, that's not the real deal. The real deal's happening here in La Mesa ISD, and it's happening in all these other districts. And I am a voice to make sure our educators remember how important they are and how much impact they have. And so I am on LinkedIn. That's the one social media I do have. And you can just go to it's under davidritchie.com. I have a website. I'm out and about everywhere, but I think I'm really easy to find, because my voice is always being heard. I talk to anyone, anytime, that's willing to listen about what good things public education is doing for our kids.
Awesome. Awesome. And for those of you that don't know how to spell it, it's LAMESA, Lamisa, ISD, and David's last name, Richie, is R-I-T-C-H-E-Y. So
everybody was E-Y-E. Yeah, it's E-Y. It's never I-E. It's E-Y.
E-Y. E-Y. Yeah, we want to make sure that we got those things. Okay, last question. Question that you know is coming. So, and you can't say money, right? We know everybody needs more money. Everybody needs more money. Yeah. So if you could miraculously, and I say miraculously because I'm a Christian, you know, I don't think there's any magic wand out there. I know that we serve a God who is in control. But if you could miraculously fix one thing in your community, in your world that you are in charge of, what would it be?
It would be that every one of my students would immediately, no, let me rephrase, not just my students, because I got a lot of ex-students. It would be that this younger generation feels the self-worth and the love that they deserve to feel, because the lack of that is what keeps them from achieving what they can achieve. And I tell them every day, Richie loves you, but I think that this younger generation is not told enough, you matter. Mm-hmm. And your future can change this world. And yeah, that would be it. Like, when I retire, that's what I want people and kids to remember, is that I matter. I matter every day. I matter.
Yeah, that's going to be your legacy. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, okay, Richie. Oh, David.
No, everybody calls me Richie. It's funny you said that. Everyone calls me Richie. Yes.
There you go. Well, Richie, it has been an incredible pleasure, and I mean it. And let's put it on the calendar, and you come back, because I'm not going anywhere. I'm fighting this fight for education. For, you know, we do special education, but there is such a need, and there is such there's so many. You know, the interesting thing, I'm gonna tell you a little quick story. We started this. And you are like, this is like number 116, I think.
I saw it. I saw all the episodes.
Yeah. So, but we started this back in February or March, and started reaching out to schools. And typically when you send out, if you know anything about marketing to schools, there's the percentage of people that will open what you've sent them. And it's a numbers game. It really is. Is about 1.5 to 3%. We get regularly, because of this podcast, we get regularly 5 to 7% open rate. Now, I know that sounds crazy when you're blasting, but that's double. And so then we started doing it, and we started talking to people about Brighter. I mean, people, God bless people at the beginning, because they came and talked before I knew what the heck I was doing, right? And I mean, I think this show's evolved a little bit, but not a lot, because the whole point of it is to talk about the amazing things that are happening in education, and that has not changed. But we've had such an incredible outpouring of people that want to tell their stories. One test score that the government uses, and I've said this multiple times on my show as well, is not indicative of what's happening in education, and they need to stop using that one score. I mean, anybody else, you tell me that you give me this one opportunity to show you how great I am, and that's the day that I didn't have anything to eat that day. No, you know, I mean, it's so unfair, and that's why, you know, Lighthouse, God has given me an opportunity with Lighthouse Therapy to have the ability to be a voice, to be, as in my own little corner of the world, I am trying to give a voice to educators as much as I possibly can through this show. And I love it. I do about 9 of these a week. And so we are, and then we give it all back. And I don't know if everybody knows that, but we give all, we don't copyright this, because we want the schools to be able to tell their story. And so we do all of the editing and make sure that everything works. But it has been amazing and such a blessing to talk to people like you and to talk to schools and tell them that this is, I want your story out there. And I'm going to do everything I can from my perspective to get it out there.
Well, I genuinely want to say thank you for allowing me on the show.
Yeah.
But thank you for telling the stories of educators. I'm a believer that you've met amazing educators, because there are so many amazing educators, and they just need a place to go to be heard. So thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's a pleasure. And I mean it. Let's talk. And when you've got those ninth graders graduating, we need to talk again. So
I'll bring one on. When
yeah,
I said, I'll bring her on with me. She'll push me to the side and say, Richie, I got this. Trust me.
That'll be great. I love it. I love it. All right. Well, Richie, thank you for being on. God bless you. God bless your school. God bless this program. I know it's going to be great.
Thank you so much.